Blog Talk Radio. can call him. God bless you. Take your seat if you can. Well, I can understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing. Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My, my, my. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Sister done had it.
God bless you and you and especially you. We just thank God for each and every one of you. You know this is my favorite time of the week when we come together and just begin to commune into the things of the Lord. It's nothing like, my God, celebrating and also communing in the things of the Lord. Because I don't know about you, throughout the day, throughout the time, throughout the week, amen, it's nothing like calling on the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, because we done found out throughout these years, throughout these times, that he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he's a savior. At the end of the day, when we done got into some nail-biting moments, amen, he done lead you through. He done showed up, my God Almighty, when your presence wasn't around. He done stopped things, amen, for manifesting, amen, that it could have worked against you. But when God is for you, come on somebody, where you at this morning? Who can be against you? I'm talking to each and every one of you, especially and also in our international family as well. That's also to you, Nigeria. I thank God for each and every one of you every week and every week you tuning in. Amen. And I bless God for you, our brother and sister in the United Kingdom and also Norway, Fiji, all these other areas. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, if you have not looked for the heal, for which coming your help, my God, you better, because your help is coming from the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing. I'm telling you, you might as well just go ahead and give God the praise. I'm sorry. I just don't have it in me, my God Almighty, just get down, feel sad, and all this kind of stuff. I just have it in me. Just go ahead and give God the praise, because at the end of the day, my God, regardless of how things look, what things look like, or how things is, hey, it doesn't matter. Amen. What matter at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, things might not look according to your expectation, but at the end of the day, you can say, I thank God for life. I thank God I got blood running my veins. My body might not be right, or things might not be 100%, but at the end of the day, I can give him a praise. At the end of the day, I'm still in my right mind. At the end of the day, I can lift my hands and wave them. At the end of the day, my God Almighty, I am here giving God the glory. That's a long just to give God a praise all by itself. I want to speak to some blessed people that they know they blessed without a shadow of doubt. Their condition doesn't define their blessing. Their situation doesn't define their blessing, my God Almighty. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew, my God Almighty. My God, that's you that defines your blessing. Amen. It's a blessing. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, I got an encouraging word for each and every one of you. The road will be easy. But I can't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Come on, somebody. You gotta throw your hands in the air. Amen. My God Almighty, if you need to keep it, go ahead and keep it. There you go. But at the end of the day, I don't believe he brought you up this far to what? To leave us. So are you gonna keep on keeping on? Keep on moving on? Keep on going on. At the end of the day, we want to just bless the Lord. My God Almighty, I want you to call your brothers and sisters, aunties and them, mama them, brother them, all of them, ask them, do what you got to do. Just, hey, if you ain't with the and he always be hollering all the kind of stuff. Well, he's on. He say he got something to share, but at the end of the day, let's hear what we got to hear, and then we'll talk about him later. Amen. But we want to give God the praise. At this time, let's go ahead and bring on our very own mother. Go ahead and open us up for a word of God bless you, Mother Helen. So open us up, go ahead and bring us in for our welcome. Your phone on mute, you might want to take it off.
Put them together right here.
Well, we just bless the Lord, amen. And we just thank God anyhow. Because God is good and his mercy is good forever. And we have some little technical issues, but nothing. But nevertheless, amen, God is
blessed. Well, I am the
heart of
this soul. I've got
to bring
this
all
to
my face. We just thank God for
each and every one of you. Put them together. He's been good.
God for each and every one of you.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody, as we go before the throne room this morning. What a mighty God we serve, I must say that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we come to you, Father, with thanksgiving and praise, Lord, with the heart, Father God, of gratefulness, with an attitude, Father God, of gratefulness, just thanking you, Father, because of how great you are, Father God, how miraculous you are, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that this foundation, ADM, Father God, has stood another year, Father God. Although some may have crumbled, Father God, we're still standing, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you that we are at the conclusion of our anniversary, Father, but we are at an end anniversary, Lord. So we give you praises, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you never left us, neither did you forsake us, Father God. Through hard times, Father God, through trying times, Father God, whenever people threw in the towel and closed things up, Father God, you continue, Father God, to allow us to persevere, to continue to keep on keeping on, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for that on this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the founder, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you continue, Father, continue to pour to him, Father God. And as you pour into him, Lord, he continues to pour into the people, Father God. Your saints, Father God. The saved, Father God. The unsaved, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to lift him up, Father God. And to keep him gone, Lord Jesus. The angels, Father God. Lift him where he won't even stump his feet, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you continue, Father, to walk with him as he walks through the valley of shadow of death. We thank you, Lord, that he's able, Father God, to be protected from the terrors that come by night, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that he realizes, Father God, that he's not fighting against flesh and blood, Father, but the principalities, Father God. And because of knowing, Father God, him loving you, Father God, him knowing, Father, who you are in life, and him accepting the assignment, Father God, that you have always been there, Father God, and you will continue to be there, Lord. So as we embark into another year, Father God, we just say on today, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. We give you all the honor, Father. We give you all the praise, Father. We even pray for those, Father, that may have disconnected, Father God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that a connection would take place, Father God. We pray, Father God, as we move forward in this new beginning, this new year, Father God, that you would bless us, ADM, exceedingly and abundantly, Father God. Take us to a whole nother level, Father. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, Father God. We are trusting you, Lord Jesus, to just do something so magnificent, Father, in the name. name of Jesus, because magnificent is who you are, Father God. Waymaker is who you are, Father God. A miracle worker is who you are, Father God. You are a God of decency and order, Father God. You are a God of principles, Father. A God of integrity, Father. A God of structure, Father God. And this is why we lean on you, Father. We do not lean on our own understanding, Father, but we trust you in everything, Father. So as we move forward, Lord, and yes, I decree and declare, Father, that we will continue to move forward, Father, that no obstacles, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, will be in our way, Father God. We shall walk through the obstacles, Father God, because of our faith in you, Father, our God, Lord Jesus. We will speak to the mountains, Lord, and they will move out of our way, Father God. No weapon, formed against us, Lord, will prosper, Father God. Every word that comes up against us, Father, shall be condemned, Lord. Why? Because we are victorious, Father God. We are conquerors, Father God. And lastly, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Lord. We do not, Father God, own the right to anything pertaining to us, Father God, but we surrender them all to you, Lord Jesus. And we, Father God, are here to be a servant, Father God. And this is one thing, Lord, that I thank you, Father, the teachings that have been taught through ADM, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to continue, allow them to continue to go forth. Touch the man of God this morning, Father God, the man of the hour, Father God. Increase his words, Father God. Let him touch the nations, Father God. Let him know that you are here. You are in control, and you are coming, not by your power, not by, but by your spirit, Father God. You are coming and you are moving, Father God. The spirit is moving, Father God. And in Jesus' name, Lord, we are on, we are taking the ride. So we just thank you on today, Father, as we continue to move forth, as we open our hearts and our minds, Father God. We open our conscience, Father God. We ask you to protect our subconscious, Father God, and allow us to receive a rhema word on this day. So we say glory, hallelujah, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, Lord, as we praise, Father God, your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey.
Listen, let's go ahead and try to bring our very own mother, amen, to go ahead, because y'all know y'all want to hear her. God bless your mother, Helen, amen.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone under the sound of my voice. We welcome you, our international visitors, from our Apostle Temple Spencer, the Queen of the House, our leading lady, Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family. We welcome you. As we always say, sit back, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. Back into your hands, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother. It feels right, amen. My God, I know y'all was waiting on that, and I just said, too, amen. But we just thank each and every one of you. I'm telling you, it is a blessing, and we just give God the praise for this time, amen. Those that are... Thank you. Praise. Amen. 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 We give him God the praise. Amen. We just give him God the praise. We having a little technical difficulty. Amen. I hope that is better. Amen. That individual will be able to hear us now. Amen. And we just want to thank God for you all once again. Good. And his mercy endures forever. Amen. And we just want to give God the glory. For those that couldn't hear or dealing with the technical issue, listen, we just want to make sure we do a thorough check on Monday and make sure everyone that has the devices and make sure everybody has their proper things that they need for we can get ready to start our virtual church. Amen. My understanding, everything is already out. Everyone that needs one, they have one. But we want to make sure we do our we're going to make sure we do our due diligence so we can make sure everyone does have it. Then we're going to get ready to set a meeting up so we can make sure everyone know how to download it, how to get in it, and we're going to go through step by step. So we're just not going to give you a device and make you and thinking that you know how to maneuver. We're going to make sure you know how to maneuver and you have understanding of what to do, and that way you'll be a part of it. Amen. We just thank God for you all. Amen. We just bless God all the time, and we just give God the glory. Listen, I got a word in my belly that I want to deliver to a lot of you all. After that, my God, if our very own bishop is on, he's gonna have the last words. Amen. To go ahead and close our anniversary time out, amen, with ADM, amen. I just thank God for you all, and I know that without a shadow of doubt, amen, that I know that something's going to be a blessing unto you today, because it was a blessing with me. I'm telling you, you might want to turn off your TVs, you turn off any type of distraction, amen, because it's going to be some points in this message. It's going to make you scratch your head. It's going to make you just kind of figure out why. But at the end of the day, I'm truly thanking God, amen, the position where he positioned his people. Understand this, it's not about, amen, if you are good or bad according to the eyes of man, according to the perception of people, what they begin to define good and bad, regardless if their perception or interpretation, amen, regardless if their perception or interpretation, amen, of people, my God Almighty, consider your situation or your ways or what you have done is appropriate or inappropriate. But at the end of the day, how many of us could testify this morning that at the end of the day, it's about what God defined is appropriate or not appropriate? And I'm going to show you in the scripture, amen, that what God defined. I want to speak to some pastors this morning that you've been pushing, you've been going, you've been on the prayer wall, even though things have not been looking towards, my God, good for the increase of different things like that, amen. And everyone want to define what is appropriate, what you ain't doing right, what you ain't doing, maybe what you got going on. But at the end of the day, it's not about the naysayers, it's about what God says. Somebody, my mom and them used to sing this song back in the days, and it goes a little something like this: down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. I want to let somebody know this morning that down through
through the years. Amen. That the, see, it never said that I've been good to the Lord, but it says down through the years that the Lord has been good. Come on, somebody. He has been good to me. Has anybody could say that this morning, that at the end of the day, down through the years, down through the days, down through the weeks, down through the months, down through the hours. Matter of fact, Pastor, we could go as down through the seconds, that the Lord has been good. Come on, somebody, to me. I may not been on my best behavior. I may not been making the best decisions. I might not have gone certain the right direction. But what I think I could truly say, what Mama Nim used to say, down through the years, God been good to me. My God Almighty, is there anybody could testify through that? Well, let me help warm you up just for a second and give you a praise break. You know you done been wearing your masses all the time. You know you done been washing your hand properly. You know you've been in some environment, amen, that you probably got affected, my God, with the virus, and you probably didn't got affected. But at the end of the day, you could say, my God, down through the years, God, you've been good to me. I'm still able to lift my hands and give you glory. I'm still able to give you the praise. I'm still able to shout and say thank you, even though my situation is trying to define something else. But at the end of the day, let the words that comes out of my belly, my God Almighty, I feel my help coming up. Let the words that comes out of my belly, out of my mouth, amen, let that begin to shout a praise of Judah. Let that begin to give God the praise, because at the end of the day, let me go ahead and give somebody else another appetizer. Let me just put these appetizers on your table, because at the end of the day, no one can define your situation better than you can. You can come and talk to the pastor. You can talk to the therapist. You can talk to the physician, but at the end of the day, the pastor don't go home with you. The therapist don't go home with you. It's you could define your situation. It's you could define your walk. Can I encourage somebody this morning? Don't you allow people to define you. You begin to define what God done put inside of you. Let me talk to some pastor. Don't you allow the congregation to define the assignment that God done placed inside of you. You begin to define what God done put inside of you. If God could be for you, y'all better talk to me this morning. Who could be against you? Hallelujah. If God be for you, and who could be against you? Come on, somebody. My God Almighty, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let me get into this message, because I feel my help coming on, my God Almighty, and I don't want to take up too much time, because we want to hear from my very own bishop. In Genesis 29 and 20. Y'all know the story, amen. And I just want to give some good points and good areas about this, because at the end of the day, this defines so many of us. This defines our walks and our journey, because at the end of the day, I hope once we get off this line, ADM, and I hope that we get off this line proper, our partners and listeners and everybody, once we get off this line, you will not allow your past to define you. You will not allow naysayers to get you down. Matter of fact, it doesn't matter what oppositions come your way. You are in this race to win it, because I want to let somebody know once again, my God Almighty, for the third time, if God be for you, who can be, my God Almighty, let me slow that down for a minute, who can be against you, my God Almighty? In Genesis 29 and 20, the Bible begins to declare, so Jacob, my God, served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him to be a few days. Well, 7 years seems like it was a few days, my God Almighty, to Jacob, because when you focus, amen, it doesn't matter, my God Almighty, how long it's be, because it won't seem like it's that long. This is where I was preaching to myself the other day, because I was preaching to myself and letting myself know that so many people miss, my God, God Almighty, the things that God been on throughout at them, because we begin to look at the timing of our situation. When God said he's going to turn around, my God, and everything is going to work out for your good, sometimes we look at the timing of the situation. But Jacob said, even though I served for 7 years, but 7 years was like a few days. Pastor, what are you saying? And how you got a shout moment off of that? Well, baby, can I tell you something? On yesterday, God probably said he's going to turn your finances around. And on today, your finances could be turned around. Because what looks like it's a long time, at the end of the day, somehow my mind was focused. And what looks like it was long, it wasn't long. Don't it declare 1,000 years is like one day in the sight of God. So at the end of the day, your day is just like a second. Somebody need to shout this moment. At the end of the day, I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of hours, but all I know is a change done took place. All I know that something is worked out for is good. All I know, my God Almighty, that I was focused on this journey, and somehow God don't work it out. My God, and the Bible begins to declare, because of his love he had for her. Amen. In verse 23, it says, but in the evening, watch this, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her. Amen. And watch this on verse 31, and it says, watch this, when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel, my God, was barren. Now, this is a very complicated situation. I know that many of people don't preach this, but this situation sounds like to me, my God, a dysfunctional home. Now, this situation is very complicated. How is that, Pastor? Well, Jacob, my God, had his eyes on this woman, and this woman's name was Rachel, and Jacob had this eyes. Now, it was a custom, and back in those times, when a man want to marry a woman, amen, they have to deal with the parents. They got to deal with the father. So Jacob says, my God, the father of Rachel had an agenda, and his agenda was he needed a strong man, my God Almighty, round the house. I know what TLC done said, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man, amen. But my God Almighty, Rachel's father needed a strong man to do some labor around the house. So Jacob, my God, Rachel's father asked Jacob, say, what do you want, amen, if I could get some labor out of you? And Jacob says, my God Almighty, I want to marry your daughter, my God. And Jacob, my God, Rachel's father granted that. He said, you need to work 7 years, then I give you your daughter hand. My God, see, this is the part that, first of all, it got a little complicated, my God, because at the end of the day, people begin to say things out of their mouth and mean something else. How many of you been a victim, my God Almighty, of relationships that it presented itself one way, but behind the scene, it was trying to have another agenda? Y'all about to hear me up in here. My God Almighty, things in your life might present it itself one way. Situation might present it itself one way. Things that looks like, my God Almighty, that is not what it is, and behind the scene, my God, it's not so. So the Bible begins to declare, watch this now, we ain't got into the dysfunctional part yet. The Bible begins to declare, as Jacob finished his 7 years, he went back to the father and say, look, I want to take my wife. I want my wife now. My God, I did my debt. Now this is the complicated part. It got, my God, it got. So at the end of the day, Jacob began to party. He began to celebrate, just like many of us, amen, in our praise break moment, in our praise break celebration, amen. Sometimes we got to understand, I can praise God, but make sure I'm on the wall. I can still give God the glory, but I don't need to quit my prayer life. I can still give God the praise. At the end of the day, I still need to give God the praise. I need to give God the glory. I don't need to come off the wall for worshiping. I don't need to come off the wall for prayer. I don't need to come off the wall for my relationship with God, because that deception Satan devil always trying to be at work to sabotage my life. At the end of the day, somebody need to tap this bald head of prophet and say it's not going to be so. My God, my God, my God. So the Bible begins to declare that Rachel's father, my God Almighty, took Leah in this room. My God, and Jacob thought that he was going to go and lay down with Rachel. Then, my God, the Bible says in the morning time, in this scenario, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. But sometimes in your morning situation, God begins to open up your eyes. And sometimes in your morning situation, God begins to show you who's who. Sometimes in your morning situation, God begins to expose some things. And the Bible begins to declare that when Jacob woke up in the morning, he realized that he did not lay down with Rachel, but he laid down with Leah. Who is Leah? Leah was the oldest daughter, and it was the custom, my God Almighty, that the oldest daughter had to be married first, amen, before the other siblings begin to step up in the line. And Jacob went to the father of Rachel and say, what have you done? My God Almighty, you deceived me. What have you done? This is not my wife. This ain't not the one that I wanted. See, this is where I got problems with, amen. I'm like, God, how can this be happen? How can this was let happen? At the end of the day, I understand what Jacob did, but Jacob was deceived, amen. You got to put some part on Leah as well, because Leah knew the deception that was going to take place behind the room. She knew what she was going to get herself into. God, here can this be? He say, son, you keep going, you keep going. Now you're digging into people's lives, because it said, my God, it's things in people's lives that they don't make decisions. They don't make some wrong turns. It's things that done happened, my God Almighty, that at the end of the day, they know it shouldn't happen, but they just went along with it anyways. At the end of the day, the Bible begins to declare how Leah has a dysfunctional problem. Her eye was weak. She had a bad eye. Other words, she was cross-eyed, y'all. Amen. At the end of the day, even though that sister problem was cross-eyed, but I believe that still was a bad sister. Can I tell somebody, my God, where my lady's at? Where my lady's at? Just for a minute, I don't care, my God Almighty, what the statistics says about you. I don't care, my God Almighty, what these men might say or what these men might do. At the end of the day, I hear that old saying, and that old saying is another man's junk is another man's treasure. But can I remove the junk out the way? Can I remove the junk out the way and put treasure there? And just say it like this, another man's treasure is another man's treasure. At the end of the day, at the end, I might have my eye might be all twisted up. My ear might be bigger than the other one. But at the end of the day, I'm a bad sister, and I still got it going on. Don't you get it twisted. Oh, Jesus. Come on, Pastor. Stay right here. So now, my God, we got a dysfunctional situation. And the daddy began to tell Jacob, say, I need you to stay with her for 1 week. You stay with her for 1 week, and after that, you can begin to have Rachel, my God Almighty. And he did that as so, and he got Rachel. But the part begins to, my God Almighty, that I begin to see in Genesis 29 and 31, the Bible begins to declare how, my God Almighty, that God seeing that Leah was hated. And at the end of the day, God opened up Leah's womb, and my God, and Rachel wasn't able to bear fruit, to bear. Now, this is where I had some questions with God. I say, God, how is that? My God Almighty, even though she probably was hated, but that's not something that Jacob signed up for. Jacob did not sign up for that individual. I know that he didn't pay her no mind. He didn't pay her no attention. He was deceived into that relationship. He was manipulated into that relationship. He was clear about who he wanted. He was clear about what he want to do. Can I speak to somebody this morning that at the end of the day, you feel like your betrayal came from heaven? At the end of the day, you feel like I've been praying and praying. Pastor, I've been fasting, I've been fasting. I've been doing everything I've been doing, but it seems like heaven is not on my side. I'm not, my God, a fault of this. at the end of the day, I've been bound with generation curse. I've been bound with generation soul ties. At the end of the day, my God, I'm just born or I just got into a dysfunctional situation. Is anybody this morning have a time, my God Almighty, where you've been in a dysfunctional situation? Your mind was in a dysfunctional situation in your health, in your mind, in your decision, in your finances. You probably was in a dysfunctional situation with some relationship, but at the end of the day, God got a plan, my God Almighty, that it includes me, even midst of my dysfunctional situation. God got a plan, ADM, that includes you. Let me pause for a second. I know that you might not feel worthy to be on the auxiliary in the church. I know you might not feel worthy to be in a group in the church. I know that you might not feel worthy, my God Almighty, to walk in the church. I know that you might not feel worthy because of your dysfunctional situation. Somebody need to say it's the plan of God. Whatever plan, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't you forget about. Don't do it. Don't you dare do it without me. So I said, God, don't understand this. My God, it seems like Rachel being punished for something that she did not do. I understand that Jacob had an issue with her, but Jacob did not love her. It was clear that Jacob wanted Rachel. It was clear that the father had another intention. Why in the world that they got to get in a dysfunctional situation that they didn't have no doings about? God, my God Almighty, he said, son, you keep digging. And the thing about it is, God opened up the womb, my God, of Leah. And the Bible began to declare how Leah, my God, born six children came from Jacob, my God Almighty, to Leah. So Leah had six, my God Almighty, kids that came from her. And Rachel just had two. Then this is the dysfunctional part about it. The dysfunctional part about it. Each one of them, Rachel and Leah, they had female servants. That they female servants also slept with Jacob. And they also produced two children each. For a total, my God Almighty, of six total. This is very dysfunctional. Because God, I had to ask God, my God Almighty, how in this world that we finna get a blessing out of this? First of all, my God Almighty, this man is sleeping with a woman that he don't love. Second of all, you made a decision to stop bearing fruit to this woman that named Rachel. She had nothing to do with the manipulation. She had nothing to do with that the decision that went on. Second of all, this man, even though the wives gave their female servants up for he could sleep with them, this man don't slept with the maid. This man don't slept with somebody outside his home. But in this situation, how in the world that we gonna find some blessings out of this? I don't know, God, where you trying to take me at with this, but I'm all jacked up and flipped upside down. This lady here, Rachel, now my God Almighty, gave her female servant to her husband for he could sleep with her. Not only sleep with her, but he needs to father the child. This is a jacked up, dysfunctional mess up in here. He say, son, I got to tell you something. At the end of the day, when you walk in greatness and greatness inside of you, different things in your life is going to seem jacked up. It's going to seem messed up. I'm finna get ready to close, y'all. By the time, my God, I'm about finna run around this house because things in your life is going to seem jacked up. Things in your life, it's going to seem messed up. Things in your life, it's going to seem all chaotic. Can I speak to somebody this morning that your life wasn't perfect? Things down in your life, it was jacked up. It was messed up. You don't know it was the devil or you didn't know it was God that caused these situations. But all you know, it was jacked up. It was messed up. It wasn't working out for your good. But can I tell you something? That as these women began to birth, they was birthing out of them greatness out of their wombs. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, can I tell you this? The 12 tribes of Israel, came out of the, my God, the womb of Jacob, came out of the womb of Rachel, the 12 tribes of Israel, came out of the womb of Leah, the 12 tribes of Israel that set up these 12 nations. It came out of a dysfunctional family. Can I tell somebody this morning that somebody need to hear me this morning, that you might be in a dysfunctional situation. You might was in a dysfunctional place, but it was greatness came out of a dysfunctional home. It was greatness that came out of a dysfunctional situation. Can I tell ADDM, and I want to let you know something, don't let nothing separate you for the love of God. I know that you made some mistakes. I know that you had some issues. And I know that some of your homes was flipped upside down. But somebody is pregnant with greatness. Somebody's finna give birth to greatness. Let them talk about you. But I'm finna birth this nation. Let them talk about you. I'm finna give birth to this blessing. Let them feel where they want to feel. I'm finna give birth to this blessing. Let them say what they want to say. I'm finna give birth to this miracle. I don't know about you, but God, my God, still works in a dysfunctional mess. In the midst of Jacob, Rachel, and Leah mess, God still birthed out greatness. He still birthed out nations when they went into the promised land. The 12 tribes of Israel was as established that came from a dysfunctional home, came from broken women, came from a screwed up father. Can I let you know something? You better stop defining your situation according to the things that you did, and you need to define the purpose that God don't place inside of you. I may be broken, but I'm still wealthy. I may come from a dysfunctional place, but I still got God. I may have depression, but God still loves me, and I'm still going to give birth to this miracle. I know down through the years, ADMs, year after year, time after time, it was some dysfunctional situations that happened in the ministry. But at the end of the day, you kept on pushing, you kept on going. And I prophesied this morning that ADM got greatness. Greatness is in your life. Greatness is in your home. Greatness is all over you. I just feel like giving God a praise. Somebody this morning, you need to give God a praise. Your situations may not look good for you, but you better give God a praise. Your situations, it may not look like it's working for you, but at the end of the day, don't you let nobody tell you that God can bless you in the midst of your mess. Don't you let nobody tell you that God can't bless you in the midst of a chaotic situation. If God was able to birth nations out of this dysfunctional home, what you think that God... I wish I had somebody to slap me inside my head in the spirit. I love Jesus. Don't you let nothing to define you. Somebody need to say greatness could come out of dysfunctional home. Greatness could come out of the projects. Greatness could come out of somebody that was on EBT. Greatness could come out of somebody got a disability check. Greatness could come from anywhere. I feel like giving God a praise, because at the end of the day, I'm the only one holding my past hostage. God don't forgive, and he's moving towards the future. What God has for me, it is for me. I feel like giving a praise. Is there anybody this morning just want to give God a praise? I dare you. I feel like giving a praise in 30 seconds. Y'all give me a moment. I got to blessed your life to millions. A dysfunctional life turned out to work for this good. I want to tell somebody this morning, don't allow your situation or others and other viewpoints and other opinions and their interpretation to define your life. If God could birth the children, the 12, my God Almighty, tribes of Israel, out of a dysfunctional mess and a dysfunctional homes, my God, he could do the same with you. Two of them, my God Almighty, came from, four of them came from a female servant. They made, they different here. But what God has for you, it will go past even your comprehension, even in your understanding. What God has for you, my God, I feel like hollering. I feel like hollering. I don't know about you. I feel like hollering. My God, so in other words, what are you saying, Pastor? You better erase your past. You erase it out of your mind. You erase it out of your mind. Because what lies ahead of you is blessings. What lies ahead of you is joy. What lies ahead of you, don't you be held back to the hostage of last week, on yesterday, a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago. What God has for me, my God Almighty, it is for me. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter the scandals. It doesn't matter the drama that happened in my house. What God has for me, my God Almighty. Somebody, I give you 30 seconds. Go ahead and pray. My God, I feel like giving him the praise. I feel like giving him the praise because he is worthy to be praised. Jacob got tangled into a dysfunctional mess because the individual that he trusted, he believed, deceived him. Leah, even though she knew what she was doing, but she had influence to obey. And she felt in love with somebody, hallelujah, that did not love her back. How many of you that listen, I want to talk to somebody that may be broken this morning, may be in a situation. You've given out the love in all different places. And you already feel that I'm not giving what I deserve back. I'm giving out to so many lives, but I'm not getting the love back. I'm in a dysfunctional situation, Pastor. I'm in this dysfunctional place. I'm in this dysfunctional area. Rachel looks like she was punished for something that she didn't have nothing to do with. That's the man that she loved, and he loved her back. They had an issue with that person that was caught up in the situation. I release you now. I release you now. You release, you release, you release, you release, you release all over. You release, you release, you release. No longer you shall be hostage and feel as though that everything don't went against you. Greatness it shall come out of you. It will come. The purpose of God for your life. It's the will of God for your life. Your situation will not define the outcome and the promise that God has for you. Their situation did not determine the outcome that God had for these cities that got developed or got birthed in a dysfunctional home. Even the name that as Leah and Rachel began to name the kid, it came from their pain. It came from their rejection. It came from their voidness. But God said, it's still greatness inside of that seed. You forgiven, daughter. Get up and walk. You forgiven, son. Get up and walk. ADM as a church family, get up and walk.
because greatness, it's inside of you. As we get ready and embark onto another year, we embarking on a year that where no longer we're going to allow our lives, we're going to allow our situation to define us. Our home will not define our movement no more. Naysayers will not define our movement no more. The decisions, my God, that we can make in our own personal life will not define our movement no more. Because why? God, don't put greatness inside of me, and I deserve it, my God, to myself, to walk into that greatness with no apology. With no apologies. I pray that each and every one of you on this day, you set free not from people, naysayers, but you set free from yourself. Because people are going to have their opinions. Naysayers are going to have their names. As long as you set free from yourself, you're going to keep walking into the greatness that is inside of you. I believe, God, that regardless of what it may look dysfunctional, in God's eyes, we see the bigger picture. It is. Listen, my God, I thank God for you all. I'm going to get ready to turn this part of the service into our very own Bishop Micah Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, son. It's another year. No matter what you have been bound with, down through the years, God has been good to you. No matter what you have been dysfunctioning, God is getting ready to turn it around. No matter what it is, it's lifting time. It's time for us and ADM getting ready for the next year to lift up yourself out of whatever you were bound and weighted down with. Psalm 24 say, lift up your head, all ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. And another version say, the ancient gate, which is Jerusalem, where Jesus has already given us the victory. So we just got to look to the hill and open up the ancient gate. Open up the gates, no matter what it was. Because down through the years, through trials and tribulation, down through the years, through ups and downs, down through the years that is and is to come, God has already given us the victory. And greatness is coming out of you. No matter what has been said, no matter what we did, no matter what even we done to ourselves, lift it up. Lift yourself up. Help God help us. Help Jesus help us. Lift up your head all ye get. No matter the dysfunction. God, take chaos and make miracles. God, take the thing that we are mixed up in and clean us up so we can be have greater growth. And we can walk in his goodness and his greatness. ADM, another year is set before us. And those that are listening, another year is set before you. It's fall time. It is harvest time. And it's time for you to receive that which God has promised you from the foundation of your life. From the beginning, he has promised you, he has ordained you, and he has sanctified you for a purpose of good and not of evil. It is time for you to walk in your greatness. Greater he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is getting ready to turn things around for us. So get ready. Receive and believe that God has in store for us. What God has for you, it is for you. Embrace it, undergird it, and don't be ashamed of it, because it is a blessing with your name on it. Don't worry about other people and how they may feel, but just know that God is going to turn things around for you and I. It's morning time. It's joy time. It's peace time. It's long-suffering time. It's happiness time. embrace it. Yes. Rachel may have had it all, but Leah had the one. Leah had the heart. So let's stay with God. Keep God in our heart as our Lord and Savior. And we shall be victorious in this next year and the next life. The best is yet to come. God bless you, ADM. God bless you, Apostle Mary Spencer. We continue to do a good work in the Lord and for greater glory and for greater blessing. I have not seen, ear have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for us. I feel a breakthrough.
Amen.
Something broke today. I feel in the spirit of the way that something had to break. Something in the atmosphere was weighing people on people's spirit. Rashambashi. And I felt a greatness in the spirit. I felt a freedom in the spirit. Yes, I was bound with that, but the word of God just freed me. Kiara Shear says, something has to break. God, if I believe you can get me to it. Lord, I believe you can get me through it. They came through, and they came through victorious because of the grace and mercy of a living God. If they did it, we can do it. I feel a breaking on this line, Apostle, that if we be open and honest with ourselves, we too can walk in our greatness like God has purpose for us. So whoever's listening right now, right where you are, worship him for what has been broken in your life. Worship him for a new beginning, for a fall harvest season. Worship him for his glory entering into your space. And watch your life these next 365 days. To God be the glory. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen, Bishop. Thank God for you. And thank God that from day one, been with ADM family. Family, I wanted you all to notice as we move forward. Many of you, no longer you should say, I'm not worthy. I feel like I should do this. I shouldn't do that. If God could bring a blessing to a dysfunctional family, why would he exclude you? It's going to take us life to the this earth to work on ourselves. We're going to always have to work for areas, some parts of ourselves. But we don't need to be the one to define what we should do and how we should do it. Let's let God define. Let's not rule ourselves out, but let God be the one that rules. Understand this. God could bless a disciple. Who is you that he cannot bless? Thank God for you all for tuning in. Family at ADM. Family, we thank God for you. The month of October, I want you all to get ready to get geared up. Hey, dear family, we're going to be fasting. It's going to be consecration. It's going to be things that are going to take place. We're going to have you to work on your spirit and build you up. Call families and friends and whoever want to be a part and let them come in and be a part. But I'm going to pour into you all that month of October. After I come from a little sabbatical and get a little rest, Pastor going to pour into you all. Because I want you all to get charged up and you get on this life. Well, God can continue to do what he's doing in your life. Till then, we thank God for your being throughout the week at 7 a.m. We just thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you all. Remember, he could bless that this. You best believe God could bless.